Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 5.
请我们翻到马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48.
马太福音第五章四十八节。
Matthew 5:48. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Second Chronicles.
历代志下。
Second Chronicles chapter 16.
历代志下第十六章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
We'll read the first half.
我们读前半部分。
Second Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
Today I would like to share on the topic of a perfect heart.
今天我想要交通一个题目，讲到完全的心。
In the New Testament, our Lord Jesus exhorts his disciples to be perfect.
在新约里面，主耶稣劝勉他的门徒要完全。
And this would not be impossible if our Lord is asking.
但是如果说我们的主在这里说的话，这件事是不可能的。
It's not impossible.
如果主在这里讲的话，那这件事情就不是不可能的。
And in the Old Testament times, the Lord's eyes are running to and fro looking for a perfect heart.
在旧约里面，我们的神他的眼目遍察全地，要找到一颗完全的心。
And here, the verse that we read, in my Bible, it says loyal heart.
在这个历代志下里面这一节圣经里面，我的圣经用英文里面是讲，loyal 就是忠诚的意思。
In the older text, it says perfect.
在更老版的圣经里面是翻译成
Like in King James or in Darby, it says perfect heart.
在King James 或者是 Darby 的这个版本里面翻译成完全。
And this same Hebrew word is translated several different ways in the Bible.
这一个同样的一个希伯来词在圣经里面被翻译成不同的这个词汇。
So I looked at it and I think I can give it three categories.
我查考了一下，我觉得可以把它们分成三类。
The first aspect of a perfect heart is translated loyal or devoted.
第一个方面，这个完全的心可以翻译成忠诚。
And the second category, it could be translated as whole or complete or total.
第二类可以翻译成完全、完整。
You can think of it as going all the way.
你可以把它想成是彻底的、到最终的。
Or 100% or absolute.
或者是100%的、绝对的。
In a third category, there's word perfect heart is also translated as a blameless heart.
第三类这个完全的心也翻译成是无愧的或者是无可指摘。
And in this meaning, it is more talking about having a heart that is at peace or at rest.
在这一个翻译的里面，更多的是倾向于讲到这颗心是安息的。
So today I would like to look at these three aspects of a perfect heart.
今天我要从这三方面来交通到这一个完全的心。
Let's first look at some very basic principles concerning a perfect heart.
我们先来看一些最根基性的原则，讲到一颗完全的心。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
我们翻到希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8.
希伯来书第五章第八节。
Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Verse 9. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
第八节到第九节，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 19.
然后我们翻回到马太福音的第十九章。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16.
马太福音第十九章第十六节。
Matthew 19:16. Now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？
Verse 21, Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
21节，耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
22, But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
22节，那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
Verse 2 to 4.
第二节到第四节。
James chapter 1 verse 2, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
First example we see is the example of Jesus.
在第一个例子里面，我们看到是讲到主耶稣。
Now, you might think that looking at Jesus is cheating, but he really is the perfect example.
也许你觉得看主耶稣好像是一个作弊的行为，但是我们确实知道他是一个完美的一个例子。
And in Hebrews it says that though he was a son, he learned obedience.The things which he suffered.
在希伯来书里面讲到，虽然他是他为儿子，但是他因着所受的苦难就学了顺从。
Why did he have to learn something?
为什么他要学呢？
Before he came as a human being,
在他成为人之前，
he was in full harmony with the Father and the Holy Spirit.
他是同父神和圣灵神是完全的和谐的。
But then when he came, he became fully human. Well, of course, at the same time, fully God.
但当他来到地上的时候，他成为了完全的人。当然，在同时间，他也是完全的神。
But because he's fully human, he had suffering.
因为他是一个完全的人，所以他就受了苦。
And there was difficulties where his will is different from the Father's will.
当他的想要的和父神的旨意有不同的时候，就碰到一个难处。
And then that was when he says, that he will go with the Father's will.
所以他会说他要拣选父神的旨意。
I want to use a human example regarding loyalty.
我想用一个我们日常生活中的例子来讲到忠诚这件事情。
Perhaps your boss or your company ask you to do something.
也许在你的公司里面，你的老板或者你的公司要求你去做一件事情。
If you're in full agreement, then you don't really have to show loyalty.
如果你是完全认同他们的做法的，你就不需要表现出你的忠诚。
It is when your ideas are differ, then that's a chance that you might be able to show loyalty.
就是当你所想要的和公司所想要的不一样的时候，也这就是这才是要讲到你要表示对公司的忠诚。
We see that in our Lord's example, he was able to show devotion or loyalty by laying down his will to submit.
当我们看到主的例子的时候，我们看见他通过放下他自己的意思，去顺从父神的意思，来显示他对父神的忠诚和专一。
This is not anything new. We fellowship on submitting our will a lot.
我想这个不是一件新鲜的事情，我们常常分享到 关于顺服的事情。
The three basic principles I would like to share are all something that is very basic.
这三个基本的这个原则都是我们常常讲到的，非常基本的。
The second one I want to look at is the example of the rich young ruler.
第二个原则，我们想要来看，我想要来看一下这一个富有的少年官。
And he came and asked Jesus a question.
他到主耶稣面前问主一个问题。
And Jesus didn't look down on him.
主耶稣并没有轻看他。
Jesus saw him and loved him.
主耶稣看到他并且爱他。
Because he's pretty good.
因为他确实是一个不错的人。
He followed all the commandments since his youth.
他遵循了，他在他的年幼的时候就遵循了所有的律法的要求。
How many of us can say we always follow all the commandments?
我们中间有多少人能够讲说我是常常的遵守所有的诫命？
But the Lord asked him one more thing.
但是主耶稣问他，向他要求另外一件事情。
To sell everything, give to the poor, and come follow him.
变卖一切所有的，分给穷人来跟随他。
Then he went away sorrowful because he couldn't do it.
但是他忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他做不到。
And we might think, oh, it's because he didn't want to follow Jesus, but that's not the case.
也许我们会说，其实他就不想跟随耶稣，但是其实并不是如此。
The Bible very specifically says it's because he has too much possessions.
圣经里面清清楚楚讲到。他之所以做不到，是因为他的财产太多了。
And I want to extend this to not just talk about possessions.
我想要再往这里往前再延伸一下，并不是讲只讲到这个财产。
Perhaps he loved money.
也许他确实是爱钱的。
Perhaps he loved the pleasures that can come from having money.
也许他也喜欢因着有钱所带来的享乐。
Or the power he could have from having money.
或者是因着有钱能够有所得到的那个权利。
But in the end, it's his love of himself that hindered him from following the Lord.
但是最底的里面是因着他太爱自己，以至于他不能跟随。
And so his emotions could not let go of his own desires.
所以他的情感就没有办法摆下他所想要的。
And his emotions could not let go, so he still had reservations.
他的情感，他所爱的，他不能将他摆下，因此他仍然是有保留。
Therefore, he couldn't go all the way.
所以他不能走到底。
And so in this matter of having a perfect heart where we can go all the way,
在这一件事情说到我们能够有一个完全的心，并且能够跟随主到底。
It seems like our emotions have to be dealt with.
好像说我们的情感是需要被对付的。
Now that you heard the first example of our will needs to be dealt with, and the second where our emotion needs to be dealt with.
现在我们已经听到说在第一个例子里面是讲到我们的意志要被对付，第二个例子里面是讲到我们的情感需要被对付。
Surely you already know what I'm going to share on the third point.
所以我想在第三个例子里面你们已经知道我所要分享的。
So perhaps I could skip the third point.
也许我就跳过了。
But I'll just briefly mention, in James it says,
但是我想很简单的讲到在雅各书里面讲到。
So it's count it all as joy when we encounter trials.
当你们落在百般试炼中，你们要大喜乐。
Of course, we know that trials, the reason is trials often have a positive impact in our lives.
我们都知道试炼在我们的生命中也会起到一个积极的效果。
I think I personally have experienced where I grow much closer to the Lord during trials.
我想我个人就是在很多的试炼里面让我更加亲近我的主。
But then also during trials, perhaps our mind is going to start having stray thoughts.
但是当我们落在试炼中的时候，也许我们的心思就开始想歪去了，偏离了。
Perhaps our minds will doubt at times.
也许我们的心思里面会产生怀疑。
Maybe our minds will start to worry.
也许我们的心思里面我们开始担忧。
I think these are all very, normal responses.
我想这一些都是非常正常的一些反应。
Or may I say normal, human responses.
非常正常的人会有的反应。
But this is not what the Lord wants.
但这并非是神所要的。
Because if we have no hindrance between us and our Lord,
因为如果我们与主之间没有拦阻,
then he could let our minds to be at peace despite the circumstances that's going about us.
那他就可以让我们的心思里面是可以安息的,即便周围的环境并不顺畅。
I think we ought to be spiritual warriors, but we often become warriors, or we worry too much.
我想我们都应该成为属灵的征战的战士，但是很多时候我们却成为那个担忧的人。
And the key to not worrying is to rest our minds in Him.
之所以能够不担忧的关键是让我们的心思能够在他里面得安息。
So I think the matter of having a perfect heart starts with these three very simple foundations.
我想讲到一颗完全的心是从这三个基本的原则里面开始的。
And again, I believe that we are very familiar with these three principles.
再次我想说我们已经对这三方面的原则非常的熟悉。
This is something that we ought to pursue all the days of our lives.
这是我们应当在我们每天的生活我们一生的追求里面去追求的。
I want to...get to my second point.
我想要到我的第二个点。
And this is regarding what is the source of a perfect heart.
这一个点是讲到一个完全的心的根源是什么。
We know that our self need to be dealt with, but then what would cause us to have a perfect heart?
我们知道就着我们自己而言我们的己需要被对付。但是什么是让我们能够有一颗完全的心呢?
Now, as always, the source of any good thing is God Himself, of course.
当然我们知道每一样美善的事物的源头就是神自己。
That doesn't, absolve us from having a part in this matter.
但是这个并不拦阻我们能够在这一件事情上有一份。
Now, let's, look at John chapter 21.
我们来看约翰福音二十一章。
John chapter 21 verse 18.
约翰福音二十一章第十八节。
We'll read to the first half of verse 20.
我们先读第二十节的第一部分。
We'll read from 18 to the first half of verse 20.
Okay, 我们从十八节读到二十节的第一部分。
Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hand, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper.
我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”彼得转过来，看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候，靠着耶稣胸膛说：“主啊。”卖你的是谁的那个门徒。
Let us also look at Philippians chapter 4.
我们再翻到腓立比书第四章。
Verse 11 through
13. 11节到13节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那给我力量的，凡事都能做。
To look at the source of a perfect heart, I want to look at three people.
讲到完全的心的源头，我想要一起来看三个人。
And these are three famous apostles in the New Testament.
这三个人是非常熟悉、非常著名的这个使徒。
Peter, John, and Paul.
就是彼得、约翰和保罗。
And now they all have their failings, of course.
当然在他们的生命中都有他们自己的失败。
And the Bible doesn't explicitly say that they have perfect hearts either.
圣经也没有很明确地讲到他们有一颗完全的心。
But each of them exhibits at least one characteristic of a perfect heart.
但是每一个人至少表现出一方面的完全的心的特质。
The two passages we just read have already been used in the last several Sundays.
前面两处我们读到的圣经已经在过去几次的主日交通里面有被讲到。
So, Peter, we know that he failed to a very low point.
讲到彼得，我们知道他实在是失败到一个最低点。
But I would say that Peter is very devoted to the Lord.
但是我会说彼得对于主是非常的专一，非常的忠诚的。
It did not start out that way.
当然并不是，他并不是这样开始
的。We remember on the Mount of Transfiguration, he wanted to build not one, but three tents.
我们知道在变化山上，他想要做三个帐篷，而不是一个帐篷。
Later on, he didn't want Jesus to go die.
再往后面，他不希望主耶稣去死。
He disowned Jesus not once, not twice, but thrice.
他否认主名不是一次，不是两次，而是三次。
But later on, he was able to preach the gospel and suddenly 3,000 people will be saved.
但是到后面，他却可以传福音，并且有3000人因着他传福音得救。
And he could be a pillar, an important pillar of the early church.
并且他也成为一个非常重要的在早期教会里面的一个柱石。
Something critical happened between those two phases.
有一件非常关键的事情发生了在这两段的时期里面。
And that was when he had given up and went back to his fishing.
就是当他放弃灰心并且回去打鱼。
The Lord came and restored Peter.
主耶稣来到他面前恢复他。
We are very familiar with this story, so I don't have to explain much more than that.
我们对这一个故事非常的熟悉，所以我想也不多解释。
But once Peter was restored, then he have complete devotion to the Lord.
但是当彼得被恢复以后，他向着主有一个完全的专一的奉献。
The Lord said, "You used to want to go wherever you wanted. Now, not anymore."
主耶稣说，你从前你想去哪里你就去哪里，但是你现在不同了。
Because Peter's life is completely belonging to the Lord now.
因为彼得的人生已经完完全全属于主。
And of course, this is an experience that many of us have.
我们知道这是我们许多人有的一个经历。
Maybe perhaps not to the extent of Peter's failure.
也许并没有像彼得那样子失败这样的惨痛。
But I think when we think about the prayers that we make every breaking of bread, we remember how unworthy we were when the Lord called us.
但是在每一个主日我们来到播饼聚会里面，我们就 我们就思想主是如何的向着我们有如何的有怜悯。
And this is why I'm always very encouraged by prayers during the breaking of bread.
这也是为什么每一次在擘饼聚会的时候，我的心总是被激励。
Because we don't want to forget the original source of why we have even a part in this matter.
因为我们不愿意去忘，我们不能忘记那一个，之所以我们今天能够在这一个擘饼的里面有一份的源头是什么。
It is because of God's grace.
这是因为神的恩典
that he would even restore us.
他竟然愿意来恢复我们。
Now, if we fail, well, actually, we will fail at times even from this point onward.
我想即便我们失败或者我们将来我想我们还是会失败。
Let's not hide our failures.
但是让我们不要隐藏我们的失败。
We can't hide it before the Lord anyway.
毕竟我们没有办法在神面前隐藏。
But we let him use these opportunities to do something to change us, to mold us, to break us.
但是我想愿这一个时间是我们能够让神来改变我们，来破碎我们，来造作我们。
Certainly, let us not purposely go and fail.
当然我们并不是要我们故意去失败。
But inevitably, we will fail at times.
但是我们确实难免会失败。
But those are the times that the Lord can restore us and engender in us a heart that's devoted to Him.
但是这一些失败的经历可以成为让主来恢复我们，让我们更加的能够把自己奉献给他。
Now, when this was happening with Peter, John was nearby.
我们知道当这一件事情当主在恢复彼得的时候约翰是在旁边的。
And Peter said, what about this guy?
然后彼得问主说那这个人怎么样呢
And the Lord says, what about him?
主说那怎么样呢
John is someone that's very special.
我们知道约翰也是一个非常独特的人。
When the disciple says that they're willing to die for the Lord,
当门徒们说他们都愿意为主去受死
you know, it wasn't just Peter who said it. All the disciples said they would do so as well.
我们知道不是只有彼得讲了这句话，是所有的门徒都讲了这句话。
We're often pretty hard on Peter, but actually all the disciples fell away as well.
我们常常对彼得就比较严厉，但其实所有的门徒都失败。
On the way to Calvary, all the disciples stopped following the Lord, besides John.
去加勒山的路上，所有的门徒都离开主，但是只有约翰跟到底。
Only John was able to go all the way. Only John was able to go all the way.
只有约翰是走到底。
And it was at the feet of the cross that our Lord could entrust his earthly mother to John and John to his earthly mother.
是在十字架底下主耶稣把他肉身的母亲交托在约翰的手中，也把约翰交托在他肉身的母亲的手中。
I wonder what made John not afraid and therefore can go all the way.
我常思想是什么使得约翰能够不害怕能够走到最后。
Maybe he was too stupid to realize that his life would be in danger, but I don't think that's the case.
也许他就是很傻，所以傻到一个程度，就是他都不知道他的生命是处在一个危险当中。
Yeah, I think it's because he really loved the Lord.
我觉得是因为他真的是爱主。
But we know for sure the Lord loved all his disciples, right?
我们知道确实主是爱每一个门徒的。
But it was John who kept referring to himself as the disciple whom the Lord loved.
但是只有约翰在他的书信里，在他的福音书里面，一直不断的讲到说他是那一位被主所爱的门徒。
Even though others were loved by the Lord, John is the one who really received it and reciprocated.
即便所有的门徒都是被主所爱的，但是约翰却是那一个真 从就是完全领受了主的爱，并且把它彰显出来。
Or reciprocated, like 回应啊。
哦，真正去回应主的。
And so, it is because of this love that John could go all the way.
是因为这个爱使得约翰能够一直走到。
This is an all-conquering love.
这是一个胜过一切的爱。
And this love is the source of that perfect heart that could go all the way.
这个爱是那一个完全的心的源头，让约翰能够走到底。
Now let's also look at the example of Paul.
让我们再来看一下保罗的例子。
Paul, of course, also had some really terrible failures before he came to the Lord.
我们知道保罗在遇到主之前，他也有非常严重的惨痛的失败。
But then, after that revelation on the road to Damascus,
但是当他在大马色的路上得到那个启示以后，
Starting then on, he led a blameless life before the Lord.
从此他在神面前过了一个无可指摘的生活。
He didn't have any hindrance before the Lord anymore.
他与主之间再也没有阻隔。
He didn't continue to always hold on to the fact that he persecuted the church.
他没有再继续的陷在他那个想法中说他曾经是逼迫教会。
Of course, he sometimes remembered that he is the chief of sinners, perhaps because of this.
当然有时候他因着这件事情就常常被提醒说他是罪人中的罪魁。
But because he had fully repented before the Lord.
但是因为他在神面前彻底的悔改。
He can now lead a new life.
他今天可以活一个新的生活。
He can lead a life that is fit for the Lord's use.
他可以活一个是合乎主用的生活。
Because there is no hindrance between him and the Lord.
因为在他和主之间没有拦阻。
That he could be content in all circumstances.
他可以在各样的环境中能够知足。
You know, in the New Testament, perhaps Paul is the one who suffered the most difficulties.
我们知道在新约里面保罗也许是那一个经历了各种各样难处的那一个人。
But even during all those times, he said he could be content.
但是即便是在那一些时候，他仍然可以说他可以知足。
I think in even a small lack in us, perhaps we will start to complain a little bit.
当我们有一点缺乏的时候，我们也许就开始要抱怨了。
Perhaps we would know to not complain before others, but we might secretly complain before God.
也许我们不会向别人抱怨，但是我们在隐秘处我们就向神抱怨。
But Paul has a secret.
但是保罗有一个秘诀。
His strength comes from the Lord.
他的能力是从主来的。
And last week we already heard about strength.
上个礼拜我们已经听到关于能力。
I want to mention that Paul also knows three critical characteristics of God.
我想要讲到说保罗他认识神三方面重要的特质。
And here he knows that our God is a righteous God.
这里他知道我们的神是公义的。
He knows that our God is a loving God.
他也知道我们的神是一个慈爱的神。
And he knows that our God is an all-powerful God.
他也知道我们的神是一个全能的神。
Because our God is all three of these.
因为我们的神他是这三方面的神。
He is someone we could fully trust.
他是我们完全能够去信靠的。
You know, if for example, if our God is righteous and loving, but not all-powerful.
比如说如果我们的神他是公义并且慈爱但他不是全能。
then he couldn't actually do the things he says he cares about.
那他就无法做到他所看重的事。
Then he would no longer be trustworthy.
那他就不可能是一个可信的。
Or perhaps he is righteous and all-powerful, but not loving.
或者说他是一位公义的并且全能的神，但是他没有慈爱。
Then I think we're all done for.
那我们都完了。
We're not even going to be here to trust him.
我们今天都不可能在这里说到相信他这件事。
And if he's loving and all-powerful but not righteous.
但如果他是完全的慈爱并且全能的神，但是他却是不公义的神。
Then there's no right and wrong in this world.
那么在这个世界上就没有对和错这件事情。
Anything goes.
任一切事情
will be spoiled.
当一切的事情这样发生的时候，任凭这些事这样发生，我们就被 宠坏了。
There's also no need to trust him.
并且也没有这一个需要去相信他。
But because our God is righteous, we know that his way is right.
但是因为我们的神他是公义的，我们就知道他的道路是对的。
Because he is loving, we know that his way is actually good for us. He wouldn't do something that's bad for us.
并且因为他是一位慈爱的神，我们就知道他的道路是对我们有益处的，他不会害我们。
Because he's all powerful, we know that his way will actually prevail.
并且我们知道他是因为他是全能的，所以他的道路一定能够成功。
So if his way is going to be right, it's going to be good for us and it will prevail, then what have we to worry about?
那如果他的道路是对的，是正路，他的道路是对我们有益处的，并且是得胜的，那我们有什么可以担忧，有什么不能相信他呢？
And if Paul holds on to this secret, then he can be content.
如果保罗他持守住这一个秘诀，他就可以知足。
If we can hold on to this secret, perhaps we can also be content.
如果我们能够持守这一个秘诀，我们也可以知足。
Perhaps in our difficult times that we could have peace before the Lord.
也许在我们的难处中，我们就可以在主面前有安息。
Now we saw that Peter is devoted to the Lord because of God's grace.
我们知道彼得因着神的恩典，就向神有一个专一忠诚的心。
We see that John, because of God's love, he was able to go all the way.
我们看见约翰因着神的爱，他就可以一直走到底。
And we see that Paul, because of God's faithfulness, that he could trust the Lord and have peace in his heart.
我们看见保罗因着他认识神的信实，他就可以完全的信靠他，以至于他的里面可以无愧，可以安息。
So all of these start with God himself.
所以这所有的三方面都是从神开始的。
But we see that because God never changes, these are all already ready for us.
并且我们知道因着神是永不改变的，这三样在我们面前已经为我们预备好。
So then the question for us, of course, is that whether we are willing to let God reach us.
今天我们要问我们自己的问题是，既然这都已经预备好了，我们是否愿意如此来信靠他？
Because you don't get to say, God, you're not gracious, so I'm not going to be devoted to you. God is gracious.
因为我们没办法说，主神，因为你不是一个有恩典的神，所以我就没有办法把我自己完全的奉献给你，有对你一个。
Or you can't accuse of God lacking love or trustworthiness because he has those.
我们也不能指责神说神是没有慈爱，并且他是不信实的，因为他确实有这几，他确实是这样的神。
So then, even in the matter of a perfect heart, though it starts with God, the part of it still rests upon us.
所以，当我们讲到一颗完全的心，虽然是从神开始的，但是在我们这一边是有责任的。
perhaps we will use the new term that we learned about being passively active.
也许我们可以讲用我们最近刚刚学到的一个词叫做在主动在 被动中的主动。
But regardless, we see God has started this. Are you willing to let him continue to do that work in you?
但是不管怎么样神已经开始了这个工作我们是否愿意让他继续在我们里面工作
Now I want to come to my third point.
我现在要讲到今天的第三点
Let's go back to the second Chronicles verse we started with.
我们回到这个历代志下我们一开始读到的那一节圣经
Second Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9.
历代志下16章第9节
And here the Lord, he is so eager, his eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth to find someone whose heart is perfect.
这里我们看见神的心是何等的迫切，他在全地遍查，眼目遍查全地，为要找到那一个向他心存诚实，向他心存完全的人。
You know, our Lord is not passive in this matter. He is looking.
我们的神在这一件事情上一点都不消极。
He is looking, he really wants to find someone.
他确实是在那边遍查全地并且他想要找到这样的人。
May we be someone who wants to be found by him.
愿我们能够成为那一个能够被他找到的人。
Now, in the Old Testament, there are several examples of people with or without perfect hearts.
在旧约里面我们看见有一些的例子是讲到有些人他是向着神有一颗完全的心而有一些人向着神没有完全的心。
There is, I think, two people specifically mentioned that they have a perfect heart before the Lord.
我想在旧约里面具体主要 讲到了两个向神有完全的心的人。
The first is David.
第一个就是大卫。
And the second is Asa, in chapter 16 right here.
第二个就是亚萨。
But there's also, King Hezekiah who claimed himself to have a perfect heart. The Bible did not say he had a perfect heart.
并且有这个哈该王
I think it's 西西家 maybe
西西家 有这个西西家王他宣称他有一颗完全的心但其实他没有
in his foolish prayer to ask for more years of his life he claimed that he had a perfect heart
当他向神祷告说他希望能够活更久的时间他宣称他向神是有一颗完全的心
Then perhaps we should not claim any of us that we have perfect hearts, that we can still go towards that goal.
也许我们很难这样子宣告说我们自己向神有一个完全的心，但是我们可以往这一个目标前进。
And there are a lot of bad kings in the Bible that do not have perfect hearts. That does not surprise anyone, I think.
并且在圣经里面也讲到许多向神没有完全的心的王。我想我们都不惊讶。
But what's most interesting to me is that there is one king who's considered good but still did not have a perfect heart.
但是有一个王让我觉得非常有意思就是他被 说为是好的好王但是他没有一颗完全的心。
This is in chapter 25, Second Chronicles.
这是在历代志下第25章里面。
2 Chronicles 25 verse 2 And he, this is Amaziah, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart.
25章第二节亚玛谢行耶和华眼中看为正的事只是心不专诚。
So I would like to end with some warning for us regarding an imperfect heart.
我想要结束我的交通以讲到这个关于一颗不完全的心的一些警戒。
Because this is someone who is considered right before the Lord.
因为这个人在神面前是看为正，看为对。
Perhaps you would say that he is a good Christian.
也许你会讲他是一个好的基督徒。
He is doing all the right things.
他做的事情都是对的。
And he's also, you know, 很乖 he's like well behaved. Yeah.
他听见他很乖。
You know, in verse 3, I'm not going to read any of these, but we'll look at this. In verse 3, he killed all the conspirators who killed his father.
在第三节里面他讲到他的国一坚定就把杀他父王的臣仆杀了。
So then he didn't kill their descendants.
但是他并没有杀死他们的儿子。
And the Bible says this is what is right, what he's supposed to do.
根据圣经和律法所讲的，这是他应当做的，就是他不能杀这些人的儿子。
So you could say that he grew up, you know, knowing the Bible, knowing the law, and he's very well disciplined and will follow all the rules.
所以我们可以讲说他在成长的过程中，他对圣经或者对律法是非常熟悉的，并且他也照着律法上所写的行。
But something happened that the Bible says he did not have a perfect heart.
但是有些事情的发生让圣经里面讲到他对神不专一。
So, later on, he went to war against Edom.
在后面的圣经里面讲到他向着以东征战。
Now, when he started, he first amassed his own troops.
当他开始征战的初期，他这个招聚他自己的这个自己的这个宗自己的这个这个军队。
And he counted them from 20 years up. See, he knows biblical principles.
并且他把是20岁以外的人都招聚起来，所以他是认识圣经原则的。
But then he thought, I don't have enough.People.
但他想说好像人数不是很够。
So he hired some people from Israel.
所以他就从以色列那边招募了一些勇士。
And we know that during this divided kingdom, God did not want Judah to have these dealings and alliances with Israel.
我们知道在这一个国度分裂的时期，神并不希望犹大国和以色列国有任何的建立任何的联盟或者是合作。
So God sent a man of God to come and warn Amaziah.
所以神就差派一个神人去警告这个亚玛谢。
He told him that if you go with these people, then you will lose, and if you don't go with them, then God can help you win.
他跟亚玛谢说，如果你让这一些以色列的勇士一起去征战，那你就会失败，但是如果你不让他们去，那你就会得胜。
I feel like this is as clear cut as it gets.
我觉得这个讲的已经非常的清晰明了。
Do you want to win? Of course you do.
你想要得胜吗？你当然想要得胜。
I will tell you how you can win. Don't go with the Israelites.
我告诉你，你怎么样可以得胜，就是你不要跟以色列人一同去。
Now Amaziah's imperfect heart caused him to miss the whole point.
但是亚玛谢因着他这颗心是不完全的，让他没有办法明白这件事情。
And so his response is, "What about my money?"
但是所以他的反应是，那我的钱怎么办呢
？I don't. Can I get a refund?
我能这个把我的钱收回来吗
？I think this is so ridiculous that he's asking this question.
我觉得他问这个问题实在是够荒诞的。
So in some sense, he's deciding maybe I still want to get my money's worth so that they could come with me, but then I'll lose. How is that any better?
他说。 他觉得说从一方面来讲，我让他们来跟我一起征战，那这个钱就值了，但是我又失败了，所以这个好像不 make 不是很合理。
Yeah, it can, exactly, it doesn't make sense at all.
所以这个事是不合理的。
But he completely focused on the wrong things.
但是他可关注的点完完全全错了。
Now, this is the first of several foolish errors of this imperfect heart.
这个是亚玛谢其中一个因着他的心不完全所犯的错误。
This foolish error is that he focused on the wrong thing.
这一个 愚蠢的这一个错误的点在于他所看中了一个错误的事情。
Perhaps the Lord is trying to teach us something and we focus on something so insignificant.
也许神要教导我们一些事情，但是我们的眼光却关注在一个非常不重要的事情上。
Something that has nothing to do with what matters.
跟这个真正重要的事情是一点关系都没有的。
And then we focus on those things instead.
但是我们仍然是把我们的眼睛关注在这些不重要的事情上。
Eventually, Amaziah agreed to go to war without the help of the Israelites.
但是最终亚玛谢同意让以色列人 不和以色列人一起去征战。
And I don't think he ever got his money back that way.
我想他从来都没有把他的钱收回来。
But God gave him even more money from conquering his enemy.
但是神借着让他胜过仇敌，把更多的钱赐给他。
And then something equally ridiculous happened again.
但是之后又发生了一件同等荒诞的事情。
He carried back the idols of his enemy.
就是他从他的敌人那边带回来一个偶像。
Now, some idols do have power and some idols don't have power.
我们知道有一些的偶像，有一些的假神是真的有一些能力的，有一些的偶像是没有能力的。
Regardless of how much power this idol may or may not have, certainly did not stand up to Lord Jehovah, right?
但是不管这个神是不是有什么能力，他就即便他有能力，他的能力也跟这一位耶和华神是没有办法比的。
But Amaziah, after relying on the Lord to win this battle, brought back this idol and started worshiping this idol instead.
但是亚玛谢在得胜了以后竟然把这一个偶像带回来，并且转去敬拜这个偶像。
Now, there are several things I could say about this, but I would first say that he is forgetful.
关于这件事情，我要讲到几个点。第一点就是他是一个健忘的人。
Yes, he forgot that it is the Lord who gave him the success.
他忘记了是耶和华神给了他这一个成功。
And I think this happens in our lives as well, perhaps not to this extent.
我想这样的事情确确实实也同样发生在我们的生活中，当然没有，可能不至于这样子极端。
When we are in difficulties, perhaps we draw closer to the Lord and He leads us through.
当我们在困境中的时候，我们亲近我们的神，并且带我们过来。
And then we shared our testimony with a few brothers and sisters afterwards.
之后我们就和一些弟兄姊妹分享了一下我们的经历，我们的。
We give all the glory to God.
我们把所有的荣耀都归给神。
And after a few months, or perhaps even a few weeks, we forget this thing happened.
但是一个月过去了，或者几个礼拜过去了，我们把这件事情忘掉了。
And then the Lord has to arrange another difficulty for us to draw closer to Him again.
神就必须要安排另外一个难处，好叫我们来亲近他。
You know, during the time of the judges, all the difficulties repeatedly brought the people back to the Lord.
在士师的时代里面，我们看见 许多的艰难的环境让以色列人转向神。
And during the time of ease, they fell away from the Lord.
但是在安逸的时期中，他们就离开神。
Perhaps you could even say that those difficulties are a blessing for them to turn back to the Lord.
所以我们也许可以这样讲，那一些的艰难的环境是从神而来的祝福。
Okay, I better finish. So the second point is that he's forgetful.
所以第二点是讲到他是一个健忘的人。
That he did not remember that it's the Lord who gave him success.
他并没有记住是神给他这一个成功。
Now the third foolish error he committed.
第三个愚昧的错误。
The Lord sent a prophet to come and explain to him that the second error we just talked about the idol.
所以神就打发一个先知向他讲到他所犯的第二个错误，就是讲到他这个拜偶像的这件事情。
I think we already agreed that this worshiping idols, is completely illogical.
我想我们都认同，就是他敬拜这个偶像是一件非常不合理的事。
God sometimes asks things of us that are reasonable and some things that maybe we don't understand either way.
神有时候向我们要求的事情也许是合理的，也许有时候是我们不能理解的。
But regardless, we know that we ought to follow what the Lord asks.
但是不管怎么样，我们知道我们应当是跟随神所要求的。
Certainly the ones that are reasonable, they should be even easier to follow.
那些合理的要求我们觉得应该是比较容易去顺从的。
This one is a reasonable one, that you shall not worship the idols of the people you just crushed.
这一个要求，这一个命令是非常合理的，你不应该敬拜你所击败的人所敬拜的偶像。
And when the prophet explained this logic, Amaziah did not want to hear any of it.
当先知把这一个逻辑跟亚玛谢解释了以后，亚玛谢不想听。
The third error that Amaziah had is that he was not teachable.
所以第三个亚玛谢所犯的错误就是他是一个不受教的人。
He didn't want to hear anything that the prophet was saying to him.
他不愿意听任何先知跟他说的话。
In fact, he basically told the prophet, if you don't stop talking, I'm going to kill you.
并且他反而还跟先知说，如果你不住口的话，我要把你杀了。
And the prophet explained that because of this, I know that that this thing started with God. I know that God has determined to destroy you.
因着这件事情，因着这件事情，先知说，我知道神定义要灭。
And then Amaziah's life went downhill from here.
至此，亚玛谢的这个他的人生就往下坡路走了。
There is one more thing that's recorded in the Bible.
在圣经里面又讲到一件事情。
One last thing.
就是最后一件事。
That he wanted to fight a battle with Israel.
就是他想要跟以色列征战。
And the king of Israel says, don't do this. If you force me to fight with you, I'm going to destroy you.
以色列的王说，你不要跟我征战，如果你逼着我要跟你征战，我就会把你摧毁。
The king of Israel did not come out to seek a battle with Judah.
以色列王并没有想要跟犹大王征战。
But Amaziah is forcing the king of Israel to come and fight.
但是亚玛谢逼着以色列人和他们征战。
And the king of Israel says that you are too proud.
以色列王说你心高气傲。
And this is the fourth error that Amaziah committed.
这是亚玛谢所犯的第四个错误。
he was too proud and he wanted to fight with the king of Israel.
就是他太骄傲了，以至于他想要跟以色列人征战。
And then the king of Israel indeed was forced to crush Amaziah.
所以以色列王就被逼着把这个亚玛谢杀了。
He captured Amaziah.
哦，他把他抓了。
But Amaziah later was killed.
但是亚玛谢在之后就被杀了。
And we see this problem of not teachable or this problem of having too much pride are also prevalent in our own lives.
我觉得这一个不受教或者太骄傲的一个问题，在我们的生命中，在我们生活中是常常遇见的。
I could give you examples, but I think because of time, I don't really need to give you examples of these.
因为时间的缘故，我没有时间再跟你们分享一些例子，但是确实是有一些例子的。
But when I was thinking about Amaziah's failures,
当我想到亚玛谢的失败，
I find that these things are really things that happen in my own life as well.
这些的失败确确实实也发生在我身上。
And perhaps in many of our lives to various extent.
也许也同样的发生在我们每一个人的身上，以各种不同的程度和表现方式。
So I wanted to list out these four errors as warnings for us.
所以我盼望用这四个错误来警醒我们自己。
Because again, remember that the Bible, even despite these failures, the Bible said that Amaziah did what was right in the eyes of God.
因为我们要知道，即便亚玛谢犯了这些的错误，他有这些的失败，圣经仍然讲他在耶和华眼中行看为正的事。
So these errors are meant as warnings to people who are Christians.
所以这一些的失败，这一些的错误，确确实实，它圣经摆在那里，是为着向我们基督徒有一个警告。
And these errors are there to warn those people who truly want to follow the Lord.
并且这一些的错误，也确确实实是为那一些真心想要跟随主耶稣的人所放在那里的一个警戒。
We see that the Lord's heart is that we would have a heart that is perfect after Him.
我们看见神的心是盼望我们在他面前有一颗完全的心。
And he has already provided on his end his grace, his faithfulness, and one other thing that I shared, his love.
并且在他那一边，他已经为我们预备了他的恩典、他的慈爱以及他的信实。
And now he's asking us if we will let him do continuing work in our lives.
现在他在问我们，是不是我们愿意让他在我们的里面做一个持续往前的工作。
Are we willing to let his cross continue to work on ourselves?
我们是否愿意让他的十字架继续在我们身上工作。
Are we willing to look out for these foolish errors that we might commit?
我们是不是愿意在那边检查我们自己，看看我们身上是不是犯了这四个错误。
That he could bring us to be people whose heart is perfect after him.
以至于他可以把我们能够，他以至于他可以得着我们一般是向着他的心是完全的人。
Let's end with some prayer.
我们有一些结束的祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us.The privilege of coming before your presence.
所以说我们为着你给我们这一个能够到你同在面前的特权，我们谢谢你。
Or we know that this privilege was paid with a great price.
我们知道这一个权利是因着你付上了那极重的代价而换来的。
Or we thank you for your love towards us, that you would choose us even despite our own selves.
主，我们为着你向着我们的爱，我们感谢你，即便我们这一个人是这样的不堪。
We know that you want to continue to work on us.
我们知道你盼望在我们身上 继续的来工作。
But oftentimes we are not open to you to work.
但是很多时候我们向着你却不是敞开的让你来工作。
Lord, may you adjust our hearts that we'll be willing to let you work in our lives.
主耶稣，求你调整我们的心，让我们能够愿意让你继续在我们身上工作。
Help us live a life that is devoted to you.
帮助我们能够过一个向你忠贞专一的生活。
Help us live a life that we can go all the way to the end.
帮助我们能够过一个一直走到底的生活。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
Praise your most holy name.
奉你至圣的名祷告。
Amen.